All right, we're going to talk about the intrinsic and extrinsic pathways for blood clotting. So if you remember, for the intrinsic pathway, when you damage the inside of a blood vessel lining and you expose, say, underlying tissue, this is going to trigger the mechanisms. We in general think things with negative charges will also trigger this mechanism, so it could be exposure to glass, metal, those kind of things. So what's going to happen is you've got all the proteins, the blood clotting factors, already present in the blood. So the first thing that will happen, the first clotting factor, which we call factor 12, will be activated when it comes in contact with the negative charges and the collagen, and it then becomes active factor 12. This then activates factor 11, so you then have active factor 11, and this then activates factor 9, and then you have active factor 9. Now at this point in time, you also take an additional factor, factor 7, and that combines with active factor 9 and calcium ions, and so forms a complex together. And once you've got that complex present, then you're going to activate your next factor, which is factor 8. And you also need some phospholipids at this point in time, and those tend to come from the membranes of platelets, because you remember those are just fragments of cells. Once you've got activated factor 8 in combination with active factor 9, together those things form a complex. And at that point in time, they're going to activate factor 10 to active factor 10. And then again, you're going to use some calcium ions, some phospholipids, and you're going to add in another factor, which is factor 5. So you've got activated factor 10, calcium, phospholipids. You're going to activate factor 5, and that together is going to be a complex, which we call prothrombin activator. And remember, that's the common step that you're going to go to in order to form the fibrin mesh to coagulate the blood. And the other pathway, which is much simpler and quicker, is referred to as the extrinsic pathway. Unlike the intrinsic, it does not have all the factors, the clotting proteins, present in the blood system waiting to be activated. Instead, the first factor, which we call tissue factor, or factor 3 if we're looking at the Roman numerals, that gets released from damaged tissue. So you damage the tissue in some way and you release the first factor, factor 3. And then it's rather similar to the other pathway. You take some calcium ions and you take factor 7, which you then activate, and you form a complex together, which is factor 3 combined with factor 7. You've got this complex, and then you're going to activate factor 10 to give you active factor 10. Throw in some more calcium ions, throw in some more phospholipids, take factor 5 and activate it, and you've again got prothrombin activator. So remember, prothrombin activator is a combination of active factor 10 and active factor 5, along with some calcium ions and some phospholipids. So now we've got our prothrombin activator, and we're ready to go through the steps, which will give us our fibrin mesh, and that will be our blood coagulation or blood clotting.